Hey everyone, this is Natalie, and you're listening to the Road to Success on Flat Tires podcast.
Welcome to the Road to Success on Flat Tires, the podcast that dives into entrepreneurship, wealth, and the secrets to success.
You have the training and the talent to succeed, but do you have the guts to fail?
I love what I do. When you love what you do, you want to be the best at it.
Today is about the power of you. You will change the world.
Find your path to success through the journey of those who have succeeded. And now, your host, Zeke.
To another beautiful episode of the Road to Success on Flat Tires, and I am your host, Zeke. I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. You know, this year really flew by. You know, we're about 2 days away from Thanksgiving, and then we got Black Friday, and then we got Cyber Monday, and then we got Christmas next month. You know, Texas weather has been pretty good. You know, it's been around, it's hovering around like 70 to 80 degrees. You know, it feels amazing out here in Houston, also in Austin as well. I'm going to talk about my Austin trip, soon, but yeah, Texas has been good. I want to say I'm thankful for being alive, I guess, you know, thankful for close friends and family, and also, thankful I've got through, the year. You know, it's been 1 year living in Houston. I know 2021 has a lot in store for me, as in terms of career, relationships, and so on like that. But, you know, I'm going to just keep taking in knowledge and just be a more observant, do what's right for me, and just do what's right for me, pretty much. Not anyone else, and just win. I really do have people in my life, you know, that I do care about, and they do cares about me as well. And, you know, it sucks sometimes because, you know, when you do get depressed or stressed out, you tend to push people away. And family and stuff like that, but it's something I'm working on. You know, hopefully you guys understand that, and I know that some of you guys out there listening are probably, you know, going through that as well. So I'm working on myself daily, you know, just trying not to get so emotional or anything like that, but I am feeling better. You know, I'm feeling better. I'm actually feeling fine right now. I actually want to say shout out to my little brother Jay, aka Sticks, you know, for graduating college and finishing. I think he has his virtual graduation this weekend, I believe. Also want to say shout out to him for also studying the stock market and investing. He's actually saving his money and making a lot of money, you know, at the age of 21. So that's really good. You know, he's doing good. So shout out to you, Jay. Also want to say shout out to my sister Michelle and Nancy. Everyone's doing great with their work. And I know recently my little sister Michelle was promoted at her job. So, you know, shout out to her as well too. I want to also say shout out to all my listeners that have been tuning in since I started this podcast in May. You know, we're over 30 episodes deep. You know, like I said, this is a business podcast, but, you know, I'm going to have episodes where I do talk about, like, you know, the weekly, you know, the weekend wrap up, or, you know, venting or just talking about stuff, you know. And I also have a segment on this podcast called Off the Road. No, it's called Off the Road Series. So pretty much what Off the Road series is pretty much anyone can join the podcast with me, and we'll just talk about life or random shit going on. And so far I have three of those episodes with Mike, so you guys can go listen to those. They're pretty funny. But yeah, also I'm still taking emails and DMs for anyone that has a blog or a website or, you know, business or side hustle, whatever it is that, you know, if it's doing pretty well or whatever, and you want to come on the podcast, just let me know. You know, you can come on here, give tips and advice and talk about your come up and everything like that. Now, you don't have to be super successful or a millionaire or anything like that to be on this show. But like I said, if you're good at your career, whatever it is that you do, whether you're an artist or a painter, I don't care what it is. But, you know, if you want to get on here and just, you know, talk about your life story and talk about whatever you whatever it is that you do, and you can give some pointers and advice and stuff out there so people can maybe go down that path, then yes, you know, I can get you on here. You know, like I said, I'm doing all these podcasts remotely right now, but yeah, you know, just hit me up and let me know. But yeah, let's get the show started. So yeah, the weekend wrap up. First off, let me say this. Y'all really out here fighting over these consoles, you know, paying, some of you guys are even paying an extra $400 to $500 because, you know, you can't wait, you know, till later to get your yourself a PS5 or Xbox, whatever it is that you want to get. You know, these new systems are really not that serious to me, honestly. Just, that's just me personally, and I'm not hating on anyone that decided to go get it. Because I could have got one like way before most people could have got one, to be honest. I had a few connects, but you know, for me, other than I know it having what better graphics and faster loading times, there's really no incentive for me to go get it because I mean, all the games are still going to play on the PS4 or PS5, like it's still fine. But I may get it in the future though. Like I said, I'm not hating, you know, I might end up getting it in the future, but it's just not serious for me to get one right now. Plus, I want to stay focused on is what I got going on. And not be consumed by the TV or video games. But, you know, I'm going to let y'all cook. Enjoy your video games and all that stuff. Just make sure you save your money and do good with it. But, yeah, you know, like I said, don't take a shot to that. Like, oh, like he's hating on the gamers or anything like that. Nah, like I used to game a lot back, you know, years ago. And I do game at times, but I'm not on it all the time and stuff like that. But let me talk about Austin. So Austin was great. You know, I finally went to Austin for the first time. I actually left around 2 p.m. on Saturday. I was supposed to go with my cousin. He didn't go with me. And I was supposed to go also with my boy Dan, but he overslept. He didn't go. You know, we were actually going to take our cars and smash the highways together and stuff like that. But, you know, they didn't go. So it was a 2-hour and 45-minute drive. You know, it was actually pretty good. You know, actually on that trip, I was smashing what? It was State Highway 99. I actually met a guy with a lime green Lamborghini Huracan. I wasn't even racing him. We were just speeding together, going over 100 miles per hour, just having fun on the highway and stuff like that. He actually exited a couple exits later. But yeah, that trip took me about 2 hours and 30 minutes. You know, finally got to Austin to see Caleb, my boy Caleb. I actually went down there to see Caleb. That's my childhood friend. But yeah, you know, met him and his roommate. We pretty much just like chilled. And was just drinking and all that stuff like that. You know, Caleb actually tried hitting up his homies and stuff like that so we can all go out. But a lot of people was tired. A lot of people was, for some reason, tired on a Saturday night, I guess. People did stuff on Friday and stuff like that. So we actually didn't go out that night. But me and Caleb did go out to this nice, you know, upscale restaurant called and bar. It's called Jack Allen's Kitchen. It's actually really nice. You know, I tried their, it's like a pesto marinated crab stuffed chicken. That shit was so good. You know, it came with like pan seared potato cake and like chef veggies and Cajun cream sauce. Like it was fucking incredible. It was good. It was good. You know, the grilled chicken breast also was like stuffed with like blue crab. And then I also had like some crispy chicken lollipops. I've never heard of that before, but it had like, it was like covered with like honey mustard glaze. Like, I don't know. And it was seared in like buttermilk. It was like some type of like, I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain, but regardless, all that shit was heaven, you know. So if you guys ever end up visiting Austin, go to Jack Allen's. I did stay the night, you know. I was like, I'm not about to drive back to Houston. So I stayed the night, and then you know, I woke up early around like 7 a.m. Everyone was still asleep. Around like 10:30, we went to go get some breakfast at a nice spot called like Jim's. I got like an omelet from there. It's like a better version of like, I guess, IHOP or Denny's, but it's a nice spot. Then I had Caleb hit up his homies and the girls and stuff like that to see if anyone would go day drinking or whatever it is like that to see what the scene was. You know, a lot of the guys, I guess, was busy or still sleeping. The girls were like, oh, we'll go day drinking, whatever. So, you know, we actually hit up a spot around like 2 p.m. called like Bolden Acres. It's like a beer garden and eatery, like where you're outside. You know, they also have like this game called pickleball. It's like tennis with a wiffle ball or something like that. I don't know. I didn't really play. I mean, Caleb and the girls were playing and stuff like that. It was just amazing vibes. You know, shout out to the girls, Emma, Ashley, Macy, and Delaney. You know, everyone was pretty much chill and stuff like that. It was definitely good vibes. Hopefully I can come back out there. We could do more stuff. Yeah, so I actually stayed, you know, long story short, you know, I was there Saturday and then Sunday. It was good. Like I said, we had fun. We did what we had to do. I should be hitting up Austin a lot more, and then hopefully Dallas. A lot of people, like I said, I talked to about Dallas. They're just like, oh, you have to go with someone that knows Dallas. Like, Dallas is okay. And then San Antonio, I heard like the waterway and all that stuff is pretty dope too. So yeah, I'm going to try to visit those two spots, but I'm definitely going to be going to Austin a lot more. It was definitely good. People are in Austin are just chill, nice. Everyone's around your age. And it was just a good atmosphere, to be honest. And as you guys already know, like, I'm obviously kind of like an introvert. I don't like going out and partying and all that stuff like that. But, you know, because I'm either just working on my business or podcast or just going to car meets or just chilling pretty much. You know, I don't really do too much. But yeah, I'm going to just try to be more outgoing, you know, meet more people and stuff like that, you know, because it was definitely good vibes. But to end that off, honestly, like I said, I want to say thank you to Caleb for obviously inviting me out there and just showing me what he could for those, you know, those 2 days. But I'm definitely going to be back in Austin, maybe, you know, for Thanksgiving, maybe this weekend. Who knows? I don't know. But I'm definitely going to try to hit it up again. I know Caleb actually leaves in January for his clinicals and stuff. Like, he's going to Kansas City, and then he'll move back to Austin after, like, what, 12 weeks. So, you know, I'm going to try to go out there as much as I can before he leaves. I know these cases are rising. I don't know if they're going to shut down Texas or what they're going to do. I honestly don't know. So we will see. But yeah, like I said, shout out to Austin. Shout out to Caleb. Shout out to everyone there. I'm going to be back so we can, you know, do more stuff. But guys, I want to say, everyone listening, we're entering 2021. Like, have y'all wrote down your short-term goals or your long-term goals? Like, are you guys back in school? Or maybe you want to start that vlog or that website. Maybe you want to learn a new language, or maybe you want to play a new instrument, or maybe you want to change careers, or you're tired of working at this job, or, you know, it's depleting you daily. You're not happy. Like, you guys got to do it. Make the plan and make that change for 2021. You know, stop listening to others and your family members. You know, at the end of the day, they're not you. You know, you have to make yourself happy, or you're going to have that regret in your head. Like, damn, I should have just built that, or I should have changed my job, or I should have did this. So obviously the whatever you want to do has to be calculated. So that risk must be calculated risk. But regardless, it's a risk. But you got to take that risk if you want to be happy. You know, everyone's situation is pretty much different, you know, because we all have different responsibilities and everything like that. So just do what makes you happy. Don't do anything stupid. Save your money. Yeah. And be responsible and take accountability for yourself. If you got money just sitting in the savings account or whatever, or, you know, maybe if you have money sitting in your savings account, you know, look for high yield savings accounts that are, you know, there's some, the highest high yield savings account is probably paying close to 1%, or maybe put your money in the stock market, you know, for some long term plays, dividends and stuff like that. Or maybe you want to learn how to day trade so you can make more money. Like, go on YouTube and listen to my old podcast episodes about that. Or, you know, do your research. Just go on Google. Like, you have Google and YouTube. Like, we have so much to our disposal to if you want to change your life and do different things. Like, it's up to you to make that change, you know, because at the end of the day, no one's going to save you. No one's going to save you. No one's going to save me. And honestly, no one's going to care. You know, one thing I realized is no one's going to feel sorry for you, because at the end of the day, if you like fail or you just decide to be lazy or not care about anything, you're just going to sit there and you're just going to be content and just like, okay, whatever. And then you're going to keep being unhappy with your life. So just do what it is that's best for you. And yeah, stop looking at negativity. We got to protect our mental health too. Stop looking at negativity. Stop spreading hate. I know with the political climate and all that stuff, there's just too much hate going on. And like I said, me personally, I don't judge anyone. I don't talk about politics. I don't like talking about politics and sexuality and religion and all that, because they're just touchy subjects, and it's just not my business. So at the end of the day, like I said, just spread love to everyone. Mind your business and shut your ass up, you know, if you don't know what you're talking about, to be honest. But yeah, you know, this is pretty much the weekend wrap up. You know, I didn't have too much to talk about, not too much I did really, other than just obviously go to Austin. But I hope you guys enjoy your Thanksgiving, honestly. You know, like I said, do not forget to drink water. Go to the gym. A lot of you guys are probably not going to the gym. You should be going to the gym, especially you guys going to be eating too much for Thanksgiving. Like, you know, go to the gym, you know, protect your mental health and be safe. I mean, I know there's people having Friendsgiving right now. There's some people actually trying to travel. I don't know how all this stuff is going to work, but please think about health. Put your mask on and think about your health. Don't spread this shit around. Like, I don't know how Thanksgiving is going to be. I don't even know what I'm doing for Thanksgiving. But like I said, just be safe, guys. And like I said, what I said earlier, you know, have a goal. You know, write your short-term and long-term goals, because 2021, we got to win. If you want to be a millionaire, whatever it is you want to do, let's make it happen. You know, don't worry about the economy or anything like that. Worry about yourself. And like I said, man, tell your mother, tell your boyfriend, tell your girlfriend, whatever, to tune into my show, subscribe. And also, any of you guys listening right now, if you like that person, you know, just send them a DM. You know, just send them a DM and ask them for their hand in marriage. You know, I know a lot of you guys out there, there's that person you want and you don't want to message them. You don't, you know, you're too scared to message them. Just message them, right? And ask their hand in marriage. Just do it for me. But anyways, yeah, that's all I really got to say, guys. Like, may your pain be champagne. And yeah, let's just get out of here. Peace out.